Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Ah, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room and for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got for us today, Leroy?
So, everybody talk about, you know, I'm a big Michigan fan and, you know, I'm the game was this weekend, and I was disappointed.
Tough weekend for you, bro.
Yeah, I was disappointed. But I'm going to give my game ball to the Buckeyes.
Whoa.
And see you next year. See you next year. No, I give credit where credit's due. They were better. Then. I'm not going to cry or what happened or whatever. Right? They won. And I'm going to give them credit. That's it.
They finally won, bro.
Finally. Wait. I ain't going to say that. Vlad.
I can.
I wanted to say that, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to give credit. This year is this year.
I'm on the outside.
Yeah,
I'm not a Buckeye fan nor a Wolverine fan.
Yeah.
I probably side more with the Wolverines.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
Right.
When they show that you haven't beaten a team in 2,100 and whatever days.
Yeah, they put the days out there.
Fam. Yeah. That is, you better win when you're the number one team because you don't want to go another 365.
Now, let's get to my game bums. My game bum. Listen, I don't know what a player does or says on the field to warrant the reaction that he got from a guy that don't talk.
You're a gardening tool.
That doesn't talk.
Yep.
But to call somebody a gardening tool and say, I'm surprised nobody's punched him in the jaw yet. Mean he was into some bad stuff. Because players don't come out like that, dude. And keep in mind, it's not like you're talking about a Ramsey or somebody that talks trash, right? This guy don't talk. And he just came out and blasted this guy. So, wow. Wow. My game bum. If you warrant that type of reaction from somebody that don't say much, yeah, you wouldn't do that if we was out in public or whatever. Yeah, there's a couple of things on the football field that are off limits.
I have a question.
And that is family and significant others.
Mm.
Always off limits.
Why would you want to infuriate Myles Garrett even more?
I mean, even Myles Garrett said, yeah, that's like, and he don't talk much either. But, yeah, that right there is, he called, which tool, a rake?
Exactly.
It rhymes with what Santa says.
But I'm going to just tell you.
He's saying he belongs to the Lane Kiffin Club.
Huh?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. But, so. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a guy go after another player like that, especially coming from a guy that's not known to talk trash.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, there you go. Leroy's game balls.
Yeah.
And game bombs.
Yeah, it had to be, like, there's certain things you don't, like, if me and you got beef and we going at it because, you know, it's a football game and we are ultra-league competitive, you can call me whatever you want. Don't go after the family, the significant other, the kids, none of that, right? That's like, we got to keep it above that. And furthermore, we don't spit. Okay, those are the no-nos in sports.
Yep. So the Dolphins won against the Saints.
Why can't we just be happy?
That was such one of
the Dolphins won.
That is one of the worst resounding.
Here was Mike McDaniel on Tua's game. He's like, you know, you guys saw it.
Ultimately, in the pass game, there were some plays that weren't made that, you know, I wouldn't say Tua played his best game. There was some stuff that was him, like the pick. He could have thrown it to Darren Waller, but he also had, you know, what Devon would call a very catchable touchdown pass that he dropped, and we had another drop. I think Julian had one. These are big time plays that you got to come up with. So the guys know that. I did feel in the pass game, unlike the run game, I felt the bye week a little bit. That was a little frustrating, but we got to get, you know, the whole point is you hope to have your improvements found in a win, or hope to find the things that you need to improve on in a win. And, you know, I think there was a multitude of herky-jerky. You know, I think we had a good drive in the third quarter. Was it the fourth? I can't remember. Where Tua hit number three in progression on continuous or back-to-back plays. And then, you know, we missed, you know, Darren in the end zone. And, you know, I haven't seen, you know, I just saw it live and I'm 60 yards away. But, you know, I can't even attribute, you know, that directly to the necessity of the layered ball or if Darren should have been able to feel that layered and kept balls. His feet in bounds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. Jesus. I have something to say.
Yep.
I got to give some game balls and game bumps. I'm going to add it to that, Leroy. I want to give a game ball to Trevor for cutting up this sound. Because we've been told that we're not supposed to have like sound that's over 20, 25 seconds. And it's like, how are we supposed to do that with Mike McDaniel answering a question?
He's a special rule. It's not possible.
We can't possibly do that
also,
with Mike McDaniel.
Also, I shortened that one.
Game balls to Devon Achane for cracking over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Like, we got to give him
that. Yeah. I would have gone there.
Yeah, but I love Mike McDaniel throwing him under the bus for missing a catch too.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's great. Give it's like, oh, sorry, my hands were tired from carrying this team all season. Sorry,
say
Mike.
Devon Achane say, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm gonna take myself out.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't catch the 1-2 ball, which, by the way, he threw like a. Finally, was like I'm right in front of his face. Throws a rocket at me.
And a special shout out to Mr. Brooks for pulling the amount of tackles that when Zach Thomas did in the first 2 years of his.
He's been great.
That's
the thing. Is like, look, I think under most circumstances, you'd be like, the team's playing better. We got on a win streak. A lot of things are going good.
Here's the problem.
But, man, there's two things out here that I'm just like, I just think that will inevitably catch up with you. One of these games, the Dolphins aren't running the table. Let's be real about it. They're not really in the hunt. It's just everybody in the AFC is cluttered. That's all it is. They're not really going to do anything. And, yeah, the quarterback has had his worst season by a long shot. And the coach,
he can coach. Let's not knock him.
Here's the thing. If the offense would have improved like the defense, we'd be having a different conversation now. Because the defense was terrible when the season started, and they've gotten better every week. The offense is just up and down and up and down and up and down. The only consistent thing is Devon Achane. So if we would have seen Tua and the receivers, and granted, the receivers haven't, like, how many completions do they have to receivers on a nightly basis? They're mostly all the Achane and
Waddle.
And Waddle.
Dulcich caught a couple.
But that's my point. So there's a lot of that too. I can't explain it. I don't know. Part of it is could be who you're throwing it to. Part of it is decision making. Part of it is play calling.
His throws
a bit. But in the end, if you throw a pick, that pick is on you. 80% of the time, I'm going to say 20% of the time, a receiver will break in and he should break out, and you end up throwing it right to somebody, especially with Tua because it's all timing.
Man, he can't move, bro.
Can't move. And then the thing that sucks, like, his things always used to be accuracy, taking care of the football.
Yep.
And he's just like, you don't have a lot of margin for error when you don't have the tools that he doesn't have, and he's just off, dude. Like, he's throwing balls behind guys. His timing's not right. He's throwing up these lofty interceptions. I mean, it's just a rough watch. It's a rough watch as a fan. It's such a far cry from what it used to be from him. You know, I know there's plenty of people who were Tua skeptics all along, and they're like, you see, brr. But, like, this ain't what I watched 2 years ago.
Only the Dolphins can make wins feel more like losses.
It's true, though. It's true. I hate to be that guy. I really do.
I do.
But what I've watched the last 2 weeks or the last two wins have not been great.
So if the records were switched and they were 7-5 instead of 5-7, would our reaction be different?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, because it's still the same performance. I don't know. I just think there's a lot more to it than just pointing out players, because the things that I look at...
Does it have to be that complicated, though? Like, I don't think it does. Like, he touches the ball every snap.
Yes, but understand this. The second half is where this team struggles the most, because they come out thinking they can do the same stuff. And so when you put your team in awkward situations, sometimes they try to force it. Now, I don't know what the adjustments are, but I know this. No matter who the team is, that they come out the second half, whether you've been destroying them or not, they come the second half with a whole new game plan to stop you and to get back into the game and give themselves a chance to win. And it always seems like you're like, oh, they changed it up. Go figure. Like, it just seems so I don't know what part of that, where to put all that. Maybe they are changing it, but they're not executing. I don't know. The only person who's been has been consistent throughout all this is Devon Achane.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, regardless of when they come out and say, we're going to stop the run, you still ain't stopping it.
Except when they decide to go with Ollie Gordon on 4th-and-1. Why didn't you go with Achane? I don't understand. Wait. Every time he touches the ball,
you know what's funny?
He gets yards.
You know what's funny?
2 years ago, we were talking about we need a big back. And you know what I said?
2 years ago.
Last year.
Yeah.
You know what I said?
Before this season.
Right. You know what I said, Vlad? Being a physical runner, you don't have to be big.
He didn't even run it physically, though. He, like, ran it to the side.
A-Chan's the most physical runner you got.
He got chased down. I'm like, why don't you have A-Chan back there?
That is a superpower he has. For being that small, he can run between the tackles
right.
As a big guy.
But I'm saying, being a physical runner has nothing to do with your size. Everybody tends to make it that. A-Chan is very physical inside the tackles. Now, what I would say is you can't make a habit of it because your body is going to break down if you're a little guy and you keep doing it. But to say you can't do it and every time you run in between the tackles, you got to bring in a big guy, that's not entirely true.
Well, this has worked. Well, they've done this twice with going to Ollie Gordon and neither time it's worked the last 2 weeks. So, I don't know. Maybe if you're going to make a balls decision like that, give the ball to your best player. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like I can't right. I can't help but be frustrated by the coach and the quarterback. We gotta take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.